sorry.
Ruby, are you finishing your picture and then I'll open the lolly?
I'm opening mine right now.
Sit on your chair.
I know how to do mine. Wait,
Right, watch. Oh, you're going to really chill out, are you?
Yep.
Alright.
For me?
Yeah.
I like the ice cream bit.
Right, I'm going to read you a little story and then we're going to look at those books that you've got. How's your lolly? Yummy. What flavour does it taste like?
What?
What flavour does it taste like?
Strawberry.
Strawberry. Oh, me.
What does your taste like?
Same. Look at this as well. These are letters.
What are we sticking them on?
Well, I wanted to do your name, but it's not got all the letters. Do it. Where did you get these from?
We got them from the shop.
Who did? Nana.
Me and Nana.
Which Nana? Nana Rachel?
Yeah. Nana Wiz.
Don't put it on there because you'll get grass on it. Lift it up.
I've got grass on my feet already.
Put it back. We put them from under your chair there.
What? What did you say?
Should we put some on your chair there? Some stickers. Letters. Yeah. Should we write something? Don't do that, please. It's hard to write things with this. There's not many letters left.
But we wrote some there.
Yeah, but they're not the right ones.
What about this doll, Grandma?
We can't because there's no A.
Where is the A? What is the A?
A is a letter. See that letter there on your book? Yeah. A. That's an A. And Grandma's got two of those in. Let's see what we can spell.
Can we spell dog?
No, because there's no O's.
What is that O?
Oh, I know what we can spell.
What are you spelling? What are you going to smell? One. One blue. Blue, dark blue, and light blue.
Well done. Sure, Lolly Melton.
Yeah.
Put your stick on the table so we can put them in the bin when you're done.
It's nice out here.
I know what we can spell.
What?
I'll tell you what they are and you see if you know. So that's a J.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
Je.
Yeah.
Le.
Yeah.
Le. Yeah. Why? Yeah. Je. Le. Yeah. Jelly.
Yeah.
Jelly, that says.
Let's see if we can buy another one. Je? Is that de? For me? Is that a je?
No, that's a ye. Je, e, le, ye. Jelly.
Jelly. But it doesn't say ka, ya, ta, da. Jelly.
So we can put jelly and then we can put
Gemma.
No, can't do it, Gemma.
Why?
Because there's no a. Jelly. Le. E. Le. E. Huh?
Is all the ice cream on there?
Nope. Guess what this says? Lips. 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 Jelly lips.
Lips. What is that one? What's that one, Mum?
What?
What's that one?
Le. Le.
What's that one?
You've got one of them in your name, haven't you?
Yeah.
Lips.
Snake. Mommy. Snake.
That's right.
Snake.
Yeah.
Which one's that? We have got one.
No, that's a Q. The Queen.
Can we spell Queen?
No, because we've not got any E's.
Why?
Because you need an E to a Queen. Can we spell king? We can spell king. See this book? That says the King of Capri. That's the book I'm going to read you in a minute. See that word there, king? Can you see one of them letters anywhere? A K?
No.
Can you not? It's like that with two kicks.
No.
Like that with two kicks? There's one then. So we'll put king. We can spell king now.
What?
A K. And what about this one, like what you've got in your name, an I? You see one?
There's one.
No, that's a ru for ruby. And you mean the I, the line, the I. There's one. See, we're going to write king. Now we need a N.
Nah.
N. Can you see one like that anywhere? N. No. I don't think you're trying really, are you?
I am.
That's a N.
No.
That's king. We need a G. King.
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 Okay. I wanted to put that one on.
Come on. Good girl. So what does that word say?
Don't. Jelly.
Jelly. What's that one?
Don't know.
Lips.
Lips.
What's that one?
King of Capri.
The King of Capri. That's this book.
Yeah. Mummy, can we read the other book?
No, we're going to look at this one first.
Then the other one. Then the other one, Mummy. The bicycle there.
Yep.
Bicycle apples on top of the bicycle.
And there's a swan on top of the bicycle. What's he doing? With a pan on his head.
Pan on his head.
Well, this looks a funny book to me.
Yeah.
You read me the story then. Look at the pictures and you read it to me.
No, I don't know the words.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You can make your own words because you can see the pictures. They've got beautiful, bright pictures. They've got cakes. It looks like someone's having a party, doesn't it, really? Because they've got loads of cakes and jellies. And there's the king. And look, big one. So you tell me the story, what you think it says.
King is supreme. Somebody's got a plate. It's too bright. I'm going to read it to myself.
Read it to yourself and I'll listen then.
Okay. King is supreme.
Can't hear you like that. Put it like this. Like that, that's it. Just
I can't it read it now. Can't read it. King is supreme. I'm just going to say it.
Why is it too bright?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, go in the shade.
Well, no, I want to sit in the sun. You go in the shade. Move your chair. Just move your chair over that way a tiny bit.
Of course.
Go and jump up and I'll move it over for you.
Okay.
There you go. There's some water as well if you want a drink.
Where you put the chair?
Oh, this is nice, isn't it? I'll listen. You read me a nice afternoon story then.
I'm getting everything.
Can you manage?
I need to start this end.
You have to start the first page.
This page first?
Yeah, then the next one.
You've got to read this bit, haven't you? Have you got to read this bit?
No.
I don't want to do the party bit.
Come on, you read me a story. It doesn't have to take long.
He's sticking his bum out.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that other picture's beautiful. Look at that, with all the boats and the houses. Go on, tell me what's happening then. I'm just going to lie down. You can read me the story.
Mummy, I'm something on my legs and my arms.
Why?
To do.
Put your jumper on.
Yeah. But what?
What about if you put this on there? Mummy's thing. Is that warm?
Yeah.
Would that do? Yeah. Right, read to me then.
But I need something on my arms.
Why? Are they cold?
Yeah. I did it like that because that's how I weigh it. Book on my head.
Yeah, don't bend the book too much. Right, you comfy now? Ready for the story now?
Yeah.
Right, let me sit down in my place.
Can you read the place? There's loads of words there.
Well, you don't have to read the words. Look at the pictures and tell me what you think it says.
Look at the picture.
Oh, it's beautiful. Really colourful.
Look at the other picture.
No, you're meant to be reading me and telling me what's in the pictures. You should tell me. There's all boats in the last one. You should tell me what's in the pictures.
There's a lady in the picture.
What does she look like?
Nice, with curly hair and a spotty headband on and a cat.
What colour is the cat?
Ginger.
Oh, like Grandma's cat.
Yeah. And the clock and the clock hand came off. It was so windy, and then.
And it was what, the hand of the clock came off because it was blown off?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, it must have been windy.
And the king's clothes came all off. And people's hair came off and people's clothes came off.
Oh my goodness.
And people's hair came off and people's moustaches came off and they couldn't do anything about it. So, can you separate? Your clothes have gone. Why? Because it's so windy. And the king was asleep. And it just jumped into the wall. And then a little girl was asleep. A cow was on the bed. And on top of the cow was a bike and a car. And on top of the car was a bicycle. And on top of the bicycle was apples. And on top of the bicycle, and on top of the apples, they were clothes. And on top of the duck was a pack. I don't know the other bits and bobs. So
oh, I was enjoying that story.
Can't read it all.
Why?
Because I can't read very well with it on.
You can.
I can't read all of it though. I'm going to read a different one now. Would you pass me that game, that story one?
What story on these?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, please. That one's more than that. Got stickers in this one. I love one in a minute. Look at this, Mum.
Story Explorer.
Yeah. Me, my feet are cold.
Put the blanket over them then.
I can't, because I'm making a story.
Stop.
There you go. It's a game one. Will you read me the game?
You don't read games, you play them.
Will you play it for me?
No, because you don't know how we do that one. Have a look if there's any stories in it.
Okay. Don't you story though? When we found princesses, that is. Who starts with this name? Mummy, do you start with this name?
No, that's P for Pappy.
Pappy's not here, is he?
No.
I'll give it him next name. What happened to my finger? I can smell a stinky smell.
Can you? Maybe it's the drain.
Mummy, will you pass me my tissue? Mummy, will you pass me my tissue?
Oh, there you go.
So, Noddy. I've got pretend they have five posters on.
Why, what have you done?
Because I pretend I'm quitting myself. Mummy, I'm gonna talk to myself. No need it. Just one more. One more white. Oh. Blue. Yeah, you're something far away. Something there. No, I'm gonna put dust here. Like that. And yeah, I'm not gonna go away. So, I'm gonna give you to Mummy and I'm gonna say it. Mum, I've got your sticker. Mummy, I've got your sticker.
Ooh, I like that one.
It's a star.
Do you know what it says?
What?
Nice work. You should have that one for doing such good paintings.
Yeah.
Do you see it's dry?
Yeah.
Stick that on my chair, that one.
But
nice, Mama, nice work.
I'm gonna get one. This one is dry.
He's not finished yet, that one, because we're gonna go back and do some more painting in a minute. Because there's only one colour on there. We need some blues and some greens.
Mummy.
Hmm?
Can you get me that other one I painted? Because I painted this other one as well. Look! This one's dry, Mum.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. What about the other one?
One for you.
Thank you. Gorgeous. Wow.
It's dry.
Is it? Oh, brilliant.
I've got to climb over the seesaw. Because can't get out that way, that's the wrong way, and this is the other way.
Whoa. Oh, look at all those sleeping bags in that book. Which one would you have?
I would have. That one.
Is that a princess one?
Yeah. I bet you can't see with them glasses on.
Can? Just because you can't see my eyes. Look.
I can't see your eyes.
Ooh, bright, too bright.
Mummy.
Ruby.
I want to go back inside.
Why?
Because I don't.
Why are you cold?
Yeah.
Come and sit on my knee here in the sun, you'll be warm.
Okay. Here we come.
Where's your hat? Put your hat on. Put your hat up. Get the sun out of your eyes then, see? That's what cowboys do. Put the hat on like that. Or like this. Put your head on me. Put your head on me. Put it like that and it stays you. Is your belly going to warm up now?
Yeah.
Your belly feels cold from sitting in the shade. You'll warm up now. Feel how warm Mummy is?
Yeah.
Sit up. Sit up. Try that. Is that any good?
Yeah.
You're nice and warm.
Yeah.
Put your head on me. There you are. this is nice, isn't it?
Mummy.
Yes.
We're going inside.
What are you inside for?
Because I'm freezing.
No. But go in your rocking horsey thing there in the sunshine, that'll warm you up.
No.
Yes.
I'm going to go inside.
No, you're not. Don't leave me in the garden.
But why don't you come inside then?
What? Do you know what this is made out of, this hat?
What?
Paper. We've got to tidy up before we go back inside. No, come here please, you're not going in without me. You have to help me tidy up if we're going to go inside.
Okay. I can tidy up.
I think it's nicer to stay out here. Do some playing, I thought you wanted to finish that picture. Take it for Janine if you want.
Oh, we've got almost three. Look.
It's only a bit of grass. I've got it all over me as well. Right, let me see your... do you want a sip of that water? Right. I've got a jigsaw for you to do if you want to do a jigsaw.
I do.
Do you want to sit in the sunshine?
No, I'm doing it in
there. Sure. Do it on there if you want. Do you want me to... Let me get it out for you.
I don't have to do it, really.
No.
It's got that butterfly in it. Mummy, I want that butterfly.
Yeah, pass me the, that. There you go. Break it all up and let's see how quick you can do it.
Okay. I've got to take them out, haven't they, because I might break them. No, I can't really remember how to do it.
You manage?
I can't do it, Mama.
Of course you can.
Let me
break it up for it. Wait, you're going to lose the piece there. Put that piece back in. Back on the top, that one. You're going to lose the pieces if you don't look out after them. Right, pass me the other bits and I'll break it up for you. And then you can do it.
Mummy, look, it's broken.
Oh, that's no good, was it?
Mummy?
Yes?
I want somebody to fix it right now.
Well, you have to take it to Grandma's because she's got a glue gun. And she can fix it. Right, come on, let's do this jigsaw. Looks like it's the three bears.
Yeah, but it is.
Is it?
Yeah. I think they've got a garden.
Right, come on then.
I don't remember how to do it.
I'll help you, I'll get some bits ready.
We get my tissue. We get fresh tissue, Mum. Mum, yep. That one's not clean. Well, we want a fresh tissue.
Okay, just wait.
Can I paint my face?
No.
But, Mum.
But what?
I like painting my face.
There, right, I've started that for you. I've done a lot there. See how much you can do.
Do a bit more. Do these three pieces.
No, that bit goes there. No, they're for you to do. Yeah. I've done half of it. I'm going to see if you can do the rest.
Mummy, don't know where this goes. Does that go just up there?
Try it. No. Try it on the other side of that other one.
This one?
Yeah, maybe it goes on the other side of there, that one.
Here?
Yeah, try it. Yay, well done. Doing good there.
And where does everything go?
Well, let's see if you can do it.
That goes here. I think it goes here.
No.
Not that. Here?
No.
Yeah?
Nope.
Here?
Nope.
Here?
Nope. I think it might go there. Ah.
It does.
Right, other ones. Yay. Getting good at this now.
everybody say. Oh.
That's all right. Come on, which other ones have you got?
One more. There's nothing for me.
No, I don't think it goes on that one.
Yeah?
Maybe next to there. Yeah.
Here?
Bit more over. Yeah. Yay. There. Girl? We've got a few more pieces now. Where are they?
I don't know.
Are you sat on them? Oh. There they are. Near your feet.
Where's your one?
And do you sock?
Where?
Come on.
There. Set. One. Is that go there?
Yeah, well done.
Mama.
By the way. Yay! Should we go to Land Unknown next week to spend all day on the beach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see Dee and Tony.
Yeah, we could do. Do you want to go and see them?
Yeah.
Yay. Well done.
So do a different one.
Yep, let me get one out for you so we don't get them all mixed up. Yeah. Right, pass it back to me and I'll put it in like that.
This is my pizza. I'm pretending it is.
Is it pizza?
Yeah.
And pizza for dinner?
Yeah. Horrible. Yeah. Yay!
Right, break it up then.
Mamma mia!
Yes, sir, Ruby.
I'm hungry.
Have you stood on your hat?
No.
You have, you stood on it now.
I want some
water.
No.
I'm not going to have a sip because you can't have a drink for a while. Quick, come on.
Go.
Right, should we finish your painting now?
You do it.
Why, are you a bit tired?
No, I'm just laying down.
Do you want to have a little nap?
No.
Because you're up really early.
No.
Sure?
No. Mummy, look.
Silly.
It wasn't me.
You have to be careful on that chair, okay?
Why?
Well, because it can roll over like that.
Why, Mum? Will you get me my sunglasses?
No, put your hat on and you don't need your sunglasses.
No.
Let me show you. Sit back in it. Sit back, show you. See?
Mama.
Yeah.
Can I wear a cardigan?
You've got a cardigan on, Ruby. You're not messing around getting you changed every 10 minutes.
I only want to wear a different cardigan.
You can.
Mummy. Mum.
What?
Can I wear a different cardigan?
No,
would
you say?
Please.
No.
Please, Mummy. Please, Mum.
Don't mind me, Ruby. I've just said no. Oi! Here now. Listen, that's wet and don't run off. Ruby, stop nicking it. Listen, I'm going to get angry in a minute. Ruby! Let me get the blanket over here and we'll lie on the blanket. No, because I'm going to put the blanket here. Put it out of the way.
I'm gonna lie in that blanket.
Wait. Move.
Why is it fitted in half?
It's not, it's two blankets the same. Right, you get on this one. I'm going, wait, that way. You're in the shade.
Mummy, I don't want it on the grass.
There you go.
You're reading this story then?
Yep. Right.
Mummy, my eye is wet.
Your eye?
Yeah.
Is that from when you just washed your face?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's because my top's wet.
A little dry in the sunshine. A bit bent that book, you have to take care of books, okay? Right.
Why is it a bit bent? I don't want that one again.
I've not read it to you yet, this is the only one we've got, unless there's a story in one of these books.
I love that one. It's a comic. And a comic. Yeah, Noddy!
What do you like, Noddy?
Okay. Yeah! No, that one's a story.
Right, this is a story. Okay, all right. Calm down. Right, lie down. Lie down there.
Here?
Yeah. In fact, lie with your head at that end and then your sun won't shine in it. Hang on, wait, lift up. Bigger for you. There you go.
Mummy.
Yeah?
But I can still see the sun.
No, if you lie back you can't. There you are, see? A little bed for my Ruby in the shade. Okay.
I can't see it then.
Well, you don't need to see it, you just have to listen because it's a story.
No, because I want to look at it.
Okay, sit further back then and I'll move back. Sit back in the shade over there. A bit more over that way. Yeah, sit on there. If you sit there, you're in the shade.
I'm in the shade, Mum.
Turn on this way a tiny bit. No. Put your bum that way. Pointing, looking that way. Put your bum there. Put your bum there. Facing that way. That's it. There we go.
You're right. In the shade as well.
Okay. This is called Katrina's Cake. Madam Butterfly was planning a birthday party for Katrina. Everyone met in the diner and to plan the party. I'll make the party hats, offered Daisy. You can count on me for the ice cream, said Johnny Snowman. I'll bring the balloons, cried Henry. Which one do you think's the snowman? Yeah. Got a carrot for his nose, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And Weenie and I will make the birthday cake, said Oswald. It'll be the most beautiful birthday cake ever. Back at home, Oswald the cook decided that the only place big enough to mix a huge birthday cake was in the bath. Can't mix a birthday cake in the bath, can you? Look at him pouring all the stuff in the bath. Oswald and Weenie put lots of eggs, flour, sugar and butter in the bath. Yeah, it's got a noddy on your sock. We made a cake last week, didn't we? We made lots of little cakes, didn't we? Remember with the yellow icing on them? We gave some to Pappy.
Ah.
Yeah. It's really stuck. Hey.
Hey. Don't give it to me.
There's another one there.
This is very naughty. Curly looking.
Hang on. Do you want me to fix it?
Yeah. Still doing curly.
Let go. Let go. Stop sniffing, please. Blow your nose. But I can do it without. No, on your tissue. But I can do it without making noise.
Don't make a noise. Don't make a noise.
You're like a lizard. Ooh, it's all wet from you, Mingo. What?
Oh, the water comes out.
Come nearer. A bit nearer. You did big massive ones then, did it? Alright, come here, I won't do it again. And your chin. It's like a dragonfly.
Stop curling up into a board, baby. Sometimes it's into a board. A big ball. Big rolling ball. If you do this and it falls, then it'll just say how it is. Just watch. See?
Hmm.
Doesn't matter. Read it then. Read the book then.
Oswald and Weenie put lots of eggs, flour, sugar and butter in the bath, but it was too difficult to mix all the ingredients together. When Daisy came round with the party hats, Oswald borrowed her unicycle. It makes a great whisk, he explained. Oswald had soon made a beautiful cake, a huge one with pink icing and a small fairy cake with a strawberry on top. The proud cook picked up the giant cake. We're all ready for Katrina's party, Weenie, said Oswald. Let's go. It was very tricky carrying the cake. Oswald couldn't see where he was going. Whoa, he cried, losing his balance. The beautiful cake fell into the duck pond. All that's left is the tiny fairy cake on top, cried Oswald. When Oswald finally arrived at the party, all he had to give Katrina was the tiny fairy cake with the strawberry on top. But Katrina loved the cake. It's perfect, a beautiful birthday cake, cried Madam Butterfly. And just the right size for Katrina. Oh, that's a nice story, isn't it?
Read me another one.
Are you not boiling hot in this?
No.
Sure.
Sure. Read another one then.
Yeah, let's see where there is another story.
No. 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 Yeah! Bambi's breed.
Will. Who's this? What's she called?
She's called Pepper.
Pepper Pig?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's called George, and I don't know them two.
Was he called George?
No, he's called George.
Oh, right.
And I don't know them two.
Good girl. Right.
He's called Pepper. He's called George.
Says this is a bedtime story. Do you want it now or do you want it at bedtime?
Now.
Now?
Yeah.
And then are you going to have a nap or you don't want a nap today?
I don't want a nap today. Papa George.
Is Mummy's hair very hot? Feel my hair there?
Yeah.
There. Come here, look, show me your nose a second. Still.
No.
No, just go. It's the one sticking out. Let me get it.
What?
Yeah. Don't wipe out your clothes, we'll shut up and see.
I need a tissue anyway.
Well, you've got a tissue there somewhere, blow your nose on it. What did you do with it? There it is, underneath that yellow basket.
Where?
Underneath your pictures, behind you.
Behind me?
There. Near Mummy's car keys.
No, that's a dirty one.
It'll be alright, there's still room left in it.
No, because it's dirty. And it's supposed to be over there.
Yeah, there's another bit.
Where? Oh, yes. Look. Not clean. And they need another one.
We'll run in and get one and be quick. No, I'm not kissing you anymore if you're going to do that. Give me a proper kiss. Crunch up then.
Yeah.
Oh. Right, so she's called Pepper Pig. What's the bloke called? The lad?
He's called George. He's called Pepper.
Pepper. We know someone called Pepper. She lives in Spain.
But where does she live?
Barcelona.
But I don't know. I haven't been to Barcelona.
You have, you used to live there. When you were a little baby, you used to live in Barcelona.
I don't know.
Pepper. Maybe you can't remember. You've not seen her for a long time. But you used to live in Barcelona.
Will you ring it to me one day?
Yep. Okay, should we read the story?
Uh-huh.
It's called Peppa Pig in Babysitting. Mummy Pig and Daddy Pig are going out for the evening, so Granny Pig and Grandpa Pig are babysitting. So that's who those people are. Pepper, George, into your beds quick, says Mummy Pig. The two little piggies snuggled into bed. Good night, Mummy and Daddy, yawns Pepper sillily as Mummy Pig and Daddy Pig leave for their evening out. Pepper and George are fast asleep, whispers Granny Pig. Babysitting is easy. but in their bedroom, Pepper and George are not asleep. Hee hee hee, giggled Pepper, who has got out of bed and is bouncing a ball with George. It's fun playing when you should be fast asleep. Downstairs, Granny Pig and Grandpa Pig are watching television when they notice a pair of little piggies who should be tucked up in bed. George and I are not sleepy at all, says Pepper. Can we watch television with you, please? I suppose so, smiles Granny. Hooray, laughs Pepper, as she and George jump into Granny Pig's lap. But Pepper and George find the programme very boring. Grandpa Pig, asks Pepper, can you play that game where you throw us up and catch us? All right, agrees Grandpa Pig, lifting Pepper into the air. Just one turn each. Whee! Phew, he pants. You seem heavier than before. After a while, Grandpa Pig is very worn out, so Pepper decides they should play catch. It's all rather tiring, thinks Granny Pig. Later that night, Mummy Pig and Daddy Pig arrive back home. I hope our little piggies are asleep, whispers Mummy Pig. On the sofa, they find Granny Pig, Grandpa Pig, Pepper, and George all fast asleep. Ho, ho, laughs Daddy Pig. The little piggies are fast asleep, and so are the big piggies. Shh, don't wake them. Good night. It's a nice story, wasn't it? Who does that sound like saying, oh, can I stay up and watch telly with you? Who does that sound like?
Me.
Yeah, it does. She's got a wand and a crown, hasn't she, and fairy wings there.
Just
fairy. Oh, look at these pictures that kiddies have drawn.
Who's that?
Oh, that's Stephanie out of Lazy Town. Somebody's drawn it.
But who's that? Who's that?
That's, what's he called?
Him.
Sporticus.
No, him.
Oh, that's Pocoyo.
Who's that?
Clifford. And somebody's drawn Pingu. It's a good picture of Pingu, isn't it?
And who's that?
I don't know. It's somebody out of Dora the Explorer. Start from the beginning and see what else is in it.
Okay. Cool then.
Are your feet hot? Are they okay?
I'm okay. Start here first. Come. Let's start here.
No, we're just looking through. There's Dora the Explorer.
Yep.
And there's Pocoyo.
Pocoyo.
Is this the book that Kath gave you?
The book is. Don't say Kath's name on it. Look.
Oh no, it's Ellie's brother. Maybe this wasn't the one. Oh, look at these are nice pictures.
Look at these.
It's not a story, this one, darling.
What one is it?
It's just pictures. It's about Thomas the Tank Engine.
Thomas is a cheeky one. Mummy, I'm not a boss like Thomas. Bingo. I just need to blow my nose. And just because the Romano's alright, Mum.
Why don't you bring some tissue back down? First? But I need to wipe. Yeah? Yeah? Yeah?
Why, what did you do? Show me.
Let's have a look at it. Come over here, I'll be the nurse, let me look at it.
sock off?
Yeah, take your sock off. Show me where it hurts. Got a bit of a snotty nose today, darling.
Yeah.
See? Oh, did you trap it or something?
No.
What did you do? Did I feel it?
No.
What hurt it? I feel it.
They're not there.
You look like you need some cream on these toes.
Yeah.
Is it okay now?
No.
Do you want me to kiss you better?
Yeah.
Show me where.
Here. Again.
Feels very hard, that skin there.
Does it?
Mm. It's a little girl, it does. Might have to put you some nice moisturiser on there.
For me?
Yes.
Will you put my sock on, please?
Foggy in there. Let me see, is it gone?
No.
Let me check if it's gone. No, just wipe there. Here we go, other one.
Gone?
Yeah. Other one? Yeah. Oh, right. Now, do you want to have a little sleep?
No.
Before we go out or not?
No.
You're not going to get tired once we're out?
No.
You've been up very early.
No.
No.
Go and get Mr. Lucy's bed. They're on your bed.